Sometimes it seems as if COVID-19 has suddenly made the world smaller. The difference between the so-called first world and third world has shrunk. The whole world is worried about the same virus, the same vaccine. In some ways, we're all in the same leaky boat, stranded in a vast ocean, and we don't know where the shore is. And instead of a tiger named Richard Parker, there's a very small virus named COVID-19 on the boat.
Yeah, that would be one way of putting it. Another way of putting it would be say we're all in the same ocean. We're definitely all in the same ocean, but some of us have the fortune in being perhaps in better boats than others.
That, of course, is Jan Martel, the Man Booker-winning author of The Life of Pi, the story of a young man named Pi shipwrecked on a boat with a tiger. I caught up with Martel recently over the internet for an online session with the Tata Steel Kolkata Literary Meet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Martel says, personally, his life hasn't changed drastically for him in Canada.
I'm self-employed as a writer. I work at home, so I have no office to go to. So I've managed to now, I have four children, so suddenly my house is also a school. So now my partner, who's also a writer, and I have to homeschool our children.
But he worries about his parents far away in Quebec. What happens if one of them gets it? Chances are he won't be able to be at their side.
Nurses dressed up in layers of plastic go and see them, but their husbands or wives of 50 years can't see them. So you have people who die utterly alone. They're in a hospital setting, which is a horrible setting. They can't breathe, and no one that they love, whom they love, can comfort them. So I have to say that's the most terrifying aspect of it.
The disease which we are told to fight with social isolation reminds us every day how social we really are as a species.
So every morning we walk our dog. And now strangers whom normally we wouldn't speak to as we cross them walking our dog, we say, hello, how are you?
But he's optimistic that despite the gloom and despair, the human spirit remains resilient. But to push on with the boat metaphor, it might need captains of a different kind to get us across this ocean.
New Zealand, Germany, Finland, they've done well. Whereas some countries led by men, and the obvious examples are the United States and the United Kingdom, where they've been devastated because of leadership that is stupid, that doesn't listen, that, whereas there's a type of female leadership that is much more into consensus, that is humble, that seeks information.
And there's another lesson he hopes we will take away from the pandemic.
Of course, we want to generate wealth and share it. But this uber capitalism, this transnational capitalism, where everything travels across the world as if there were no cost to that. Well, there is a cost. There's a cost to the environment, all this burning of fossil fuels, but also this spreading of diseases.
But first, we have to get through it before we understand how much we have been changed by it. Could there perhaps be the great COVID novel that could explain it all to us? Martel is doubtful. He himself is working on a book about the Trojan War.
Because literally the entire planet is living COVID-19, I'm not sure a novel discussing COVID-19 coming to a village will speak to many people because everyone's been through that. Everyone has been through the lockdown. Everyone's heard stories.
Instead of holding our breath for the great pandemic novel, he says we have to turn to literature for something else altogether.
And so hopefully this pandemic will teach us, okay, how do we do this better next time? And to do better next time, we have to try to dream a better future. And that's what literature is all about. Literature is all about dreams. Of course, it delves in concrete reality, but ultimately it's about positing a better future, an imaginary world that somehow can teach this real world something.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.